Sexually speaking, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Penticton, B.C.
Hello there.
Hi. I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this guy, and I've been seeing him for about 6 months now, and we talk a lot, and in the past, he was seeing this girl for about 2 years, and it didn't work out, and, you know, she cheated on him a lot of times, and he caught her in bed with someone else.
Yeah.
And now I met him, and we're getting along, and I'm really happy, and he's happy, but I'm starting to get the feeling that he's starting to get scared that I might do this to him.
Mm-hmm. You have to, I tell you something, I have to answer very fast because I'm running out of time.
Okay.
There was another question.
Okay, go on to the other question.
Yeah, no, first let me tell you something.
Okay.
You have to observe that. Because if he becomes suspicious of you,
uh-huh.
without you giving him any reasons,
uh-huh.
then you have to have a serious talk.
Uh-huh.
Because he can't make you responsible of what has happened to him with another woman. If you don't give him any reasons to be suspicious.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
So you have to watch that a little bit and make sure that you don't take, don't permit him to be suspicious of you when there's no reason. Okay?
Okay. Okay, now she's starting to come around now that I'm in the picture.
Oh, dear.
And she's calling him, and he's told me of this, and he's told me I've had nothing to worry about. But, I mean, jealousy is there, and
I tell you something because I'm running out of time. Uh-huh. You tell him not to permit her to call him anymore, otherwise he's going to lose you. Do not just sit there and suffer. It's going to be either you or the old girlfriend. And he has to make a choice, okay? And I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and this is Sexually Speaking.